Bishop Peter, and welcome again to Tough Truth. I will indeed be much obliged if you will subscribe by clicking on the red subscribe button below. Please do click it right now. Come on, so you don't neglect to do it later, and do help share our videos a lot. Well, today it's Honor Thy Father and Mother, part number 74, Exodus 20 and 12. Thus, honor thy father and thy mother. Well, today I'm continuing speaking on voodoo families. Well, as I indicated earlier, this has actually proliferated. The deliberate and obstinate desire to be associated with or pursue the practice of any distinct variant of witchcraft is felo de se, or if you prefer, a deliberate act of self-destruction. Proverbs 11 verse 19 says, "He that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death." Well, the existential reality is that any family or home that accommodates or condones this particular practice is, one, no appropriate foundation or climate for any sort of ethical behavior. Number two, it will manacle and damage you in very important ways. Number three, it will severely hollow out your life. And number four, you will be handicapped by the punitive and devilish injunctions, which has nothing to do with God. Number five, you will be robbed of a productive and meaningful life. Number six, you could become a hostage to a legion of demons. Number seven, and above all, you will have to answer to God. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and 14 says, "For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Well, given all of this, it is indeed inconceivable that anyone is capable of surviving this catastrophic aftermath, consequences from this prodigious iniquity of practicing or messing with voodoo or witchcraft. Well, until next time, here's your friend and partner, Bishop Peter Said. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. You fear God and you keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of men. Amen.